All right, we certainly appreciate Jesus this morning. We're glad that we can be here in the Church of God. Yes. Amen. We thank the Lord for a wonderful Christmas. We thank God for family get together, celebration with friends and all. We had a wonderful time, and we hope you all had a wonderful time as well. Merry Christmas, and we want you to have a prosperous new year. Amen. A few more days, 2025 will be here. And what you didn't get done in 2024, it's going to be over. Amen. And I want to thank God, for the Lord bless us all to see this ending of this year. Praise God. We're still alive. Amen. We've seen some ups and downs. We've seen some highs and lows. But God is still good. He's still available. Amen. Now, I have preached many messages about you should not look back. Amen. I have preached numerous messages. You remember Lot's wife. She looked back. And she was turned to what? A pillar of salt. So it don't pay us to look back. There's another scripture we can pull out this morning through the word of the Lord. The Bible said, "Who, when you put your hand on the plier and look it back, you are not fit for the kingdom of heaven." But now you may say the message that I have today, you may say, "Brother, it's a conflict." Now make up your mind. Now, do you want us to not look back? Or you want us to look back? Come on, somebody. So the message I have today is looking back on God's goodness. Come on, somebody. Amen. If you want to look back, look on, back on something that can help you to go forward. How many know forward? Forward is the battle cry. Amen. And when we think about this ending of this 2024 year, amen, we got a few more days. Amen. In this year, I believe Tuesday is the last day of this year. But I want to invite you this morning and alert you that it is a good thing to look back and see all the greatness that God has done for you. Amen. Praise God. I thank God. I'm so excited when, amen, this time of the year, I kind of, amen, get in my little mind and I begin to think of all these things that happened in January, February, March, April, amen, all through the month, praise God. The Lord showed up and he showed out. He was faithful. Yes, we had some failures. Yes, we had some deaths. And yes, we had sickness. Yes, hey, come on, somebody, we had pain. And yes, we had some agony. Yes, we had problems with families. But guess what? God was still there. I want to let you know he is still here with us. And we need to be grateful. I hear too many complaints. Amen. Even we just got back from over the water. Well, amen. And we was talking to quite a few people and they was complaining here about this and that and the other. But I encourage them to let them know, amen, God knows what he is doing.
And he is too wise to make a mistake. Just go right on in the name of the Lord. Amen. If you fall, get up. Brush off and start again. Amen. If you have some delays, amen, just don't just give up and say, I'm tired of going this way now. But you keep trucking on. You keep moving on. Ain't God good in here? Amen. Amen. God is still good. Praise God, and I'm very thankful. Praise God that the Lord is good to us. Amen. I'm human. I know every day was not always Sunday. Amen. I do realize, amen, that we had bad days as well as good days. Amen. But one thing about it, the Lord was always on our side. He was always there. He didn't forsake us. He reminds us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So let us look back. Come on. Let us all look back. All right. That don't sound right. It's coming from Brother Jerry, doesn't it? Yeah, look back, but see greatness. Look back and clap your hand. Look back and say, thank you, Jesus. I made it. I had some struggles. I had some pain. I had some problems. But I made it. Praise God. He didn't leave me there. I'm here to tell you. Praise God, the Lord is good. Amen. And he's good all the time. I'm thankful. I said I'm thankful. Praise God, that give me some boost to go on. When I see how he helped me yesterday. And he can help me today. Praise ye the Lord. I don't have to look back and weary. I don't have to look back and be troubled. Amen. Because he reminds us all to let not, come on somebody, your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Huh? In my, come on somebody. I say in my father's house. I like to say in my daddy's house. Because he's my daddy. Huh? Come on somebody. I say in my daddy's house. Or many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. But guess what? He didn't leave it right there. Huh? But he said he's gone to prepare a place for us. And if he go and prepare a place for us, he will come again and receive Brother Curtis to himself. Hey, God, good. That's good news. Amen. You may got a gift for Christmas. You may got something real precious. But it ain't good as what we're talking about this morning. What God will do for you. He's my gift. Amen. I thank God for the gift for salvation. Amen. I don't have to wait, praise God, to the 25th of December to receive this gift. Ain't God good in here? I got this gift 365 days a year. Praise God. Amen. And we all can have this gift. The gift for salvation. Praise ye the Lord. But we got the knowledge that we need him. Amen. And we got to look out and be thankful what he have already done. We are living. Can I say this, church? We are living in an unholy and an unthankful generation. Amen. I don't care where you go. You can go in the grocery store. Amen. You can go downtown in the courthouse. Come on, somebody. Amen. You can go, amen, anywhere. And majority of the time, somebody is complaining. They're not thankful. But I'm here this morning as Brother Jerry Lennon. I feel if you be more thankful, you'll be more healthy. You won't have to fill up the hospitals with all this high blood pressure and sugar diabetes and strokes and all these heart attacks because you're stressed. You're always worrying about something. But I want you to, this year, that's why I wanted you to look back on the highs and the lows of the 2024 to let you see how it was back then when you just, amen, just got too involved, got too stressed. Do you realize this morning that you are too stressed to be, you're too blessed to be stressed? You are too anointed to be disappointed. You are too equipped to be whipped. Do you realize that? Amen. So let's don't drag all that negativity and stress that you did in 2024 and bring it over here. Come on, somebody, in year 2025. Leave it back. Leave it back. Take time and look back at all of that stuff that you just felt like, oh, I can't make it. It's hopeless. I can't move. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. We serve a big God. We serve a big God that can do big things. The only thing you got to do is put your trust in him. Come on, somebody. So I'm here to tell you, Bible say, let everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. I'm going to be thankful more in 2025. Amen. I will do less complaining and less mumbling and grumbling. Amen. Let it go. Let it go. I want to ask a question out here in Facebook land. I want to ask questions to you in Church of God. Everyone that listened to this broadcast. What are you holding on to? What's ailing you? What is your problem? What's stressing you out? I'm here to tell you to let it go. Let go and let God. Give it to God. He can fix it. How you think I can make it with all these things that going through in my life? Being a pastor, you're not just only dealing with your own personal cares and concern, but you got your congregation concerns. You got your friends and everybody that know you as a pastor. They want to ask questions. They want you to pray for this, and they want you to come and do that or whatever. Amen. You always got something to do. And so we got to realize that we need a access, amen, to God. So when you give me your problems, come on, I give it right to the Lord. Amen. Amen. When you say, Pastor, pray for me. Praise God. I sure will. And I turn it over to the Lord. I said, Lord, you see right here, we need you with this problem. We need you right here, Lord, to work a miracle. He ain't close up shop. He ain't quit working miracles. How many in here know he's a miracle worker? Yes. Come on. Yes. How do you know? Because he's worked it for you. When you was down, he picked you up. When you were sick, he made you well. Amen. When you was crying, he dried the tears. Praise God. Amen. When you can't even walk, he pick you up. He'll take you. Yeah, and look at God. I know what I'm talking about. Because not every day is always, amen, a sunshine day. Sometimes we're going to have some cloudy days. Amen, but he's still God. We're not always going to be on the mountaintop. Sometimes we're going to have to get in the valley. How many know he's the Lord, he God in the valley? Amen. Now, one thing about it, wherever you go, he'll be there for you and he will be there for me. So let us say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to give you thanks. Praise God. So that's what I want to end this message with this morning, is giving thanks to the Lord for all that he done for you, all that he provided for you. You can look back 12 months and see greatness. You can look back 12 months and see goodness. Praise God. Amen. One thing about it, you may have some bad days, but I'm here to tell you the good days outweigh the bad. Amen. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good? Let's turn over here to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. Amen. The 5th chapter of 1 Thessalonians. And we want to read that 18th verse. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Come on. Well, this is a hard thing here, man. Nobody know what I'm going through with. Man, I can't make it right here. This is just too much. Amen. What did the word say? In everything. Yes, in that thing there. Amen. In everything, give thanks. Huh? Praise God. Then you'll save you some money. You won't be ending up in the ER. I'll stress out and can't hardly make it. Start praising God. Start giving God the thanks. Amen. Not in two or three things, but in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God. This is the will of God for you to give thanks. Amen. This is what the Lord wants you to do when you're going through your trying times. When you're going through your hardship. When you're going through your persecution. When you're going through your trials and temptation and trouble. He wants you to give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. So let's go in 2025, the 2025 year of giving thanks unto the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Watch night service is coming up on Tuesday night. Amen. 11 o'clock. Don't come in complaining. Coming in with your hands up. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm glad I made it over. Lord, I'm glad I'm here to see it. Lord, I'm glad Daisy's is not over me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm glad that I'm able to walk. I'm glad that I'm able to talk. I'm glad that I'm able to move. I don't know about you. I'm going to give thanks unto the Lord. I said I'm going to give thanks unto the Lord. For this is the will of God. Amen. Let's read on now. We got another scripture over here. Let's turn over here to Ephesians. Ephesians 5:20. Let's see what that say. Praise God. Ephesians 5:20. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. It said here, giving thanks always. Did it say sometimes? Come on. Do I have a church in here this morning? I said, the word said, giving thanks always for what? All things. Amen. This is saying something here. Sometimes we read these verses really quick and don't get the depthness of it. But it said, giving thanks always for what? All things. What? You know how we said, why that had to happen? Why he treated me like that? Why my boss man didn't do this? Or why she didn't do that? Or come on, somebody. Give thanks. I learned to do that. Sometimes I don't understand why the boss did this. Sometimes I don't understand why that person did that. But I do know my God is in control. I know my God going to fix it. So I'm going to give thanks, Lord. I ain't going to worry about it. Amen. I know God going to fix this thing. I remember my father. There was a crucial thing that happened to the family. Very, very crucial and very bad. Something went on in the family. And we had to go to court. And we was in the courthouse. And my dad, he loved to hum. And he loved to be happy. He was smiling. And he hummed, you know. And the judge looked at him. He said, sir. He said, what you so happy about?
He said, this is a serious situation. This is nothing to be smiling about. Oh, Lord. My dad said, let him know, just as I'm saying here. He said, I'm thankful. I don't have to worry about anything because my God. Can I get a witness in this place? He said, my God gonna fix this thing. The reason I'm here is not because I'm trying to defend for what's going on in this situation. It was wrong. Folks lied. They did all this stuff. But I don't have to worry about it. That's why I can smile. That's why I can be thankful. That's why I can glorify God. I ain't got to walk around here mad and sad and with my head hung down to the ground. But I'm going to look up unto the hill. Amen. Knowing that God going to fix it. Knowing that God going to turn it around. Amen. Do you know what I'm talking about in here?
Yes.
Amen. I tell you, if I didn't go by this scripture, I don't think I would be here. Amen. So many crucial things happen. Amen. I'm 65 years old. Over these 65 years old, a lot of things came in my life. But guess what? I turned it over to the Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. I'm going to thank you in all things. You're going to fix it. You're going to work it out. Sometimes people come to me and they say, man, how you go through with all this stuff, all these problems? You can, well, I serve a problem sovereign God. He can solve all problems. How many know he's a way maker? How many know he's a burden lifter? Huh? How many know that he's a pain reliever? Huh? Come on, somebody. So why do I have to worry? Because I serve a God. I serve a great God that can do all things and anything. Praise God. If you need a doctor in the sick room, he will show up and show out. If you need a lawyer in the courtroom, he will show up and show out. Amen. Whatever you need, he's there. All the time. Right there. Come on, somebody. That's why I don't worry about what's going on in the politics. I'm not worried on who's going to be the president. I'm not worried on who's going to run the country. I'm not worrying about nothing. The only thing I want to make sure that I am acquainted with the Lord. I got him on my side because he's going to take care of me. Because he told me, what did he say here? We just read it. What did it say? Amen. What did it say? It said, give him thanks.
Always. Give him thanks always.
Did it say sometime?
Always.
Because sometimes things happen, you can't give thanks. People say, yes, you can. It said, give thanks always. Not for two or three things or half a dozen, but for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Amen. Our last scripture here will be ending in Colossians. Let's turn over here to see what Colossians got to say about this. Amen. You know how everybody want to put their 2 cent worth into a conversation. Amen. So everybody got their insight. All right. Colossians 3:17. The Bible says, Colossians 3:17. It said, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Look out. Isn't that good instruction? I want you to take this instruction, not just here for this Sunday, but I want you to take all this greatness and this instruction to 2025. Amen. You're equipped now to face the 2025 year. Praise God. With your head up and with your mind on your soul and your mind on the Lord. Come on, somebody. Huh? Amen. And he'll take you through. It don't matter what you got to face. Anytime he's there. He's available. Amen. Come on, somebody. I said, come on. Come on. Amen. Come on in the room. Praise God. And let the Lord work a miracle. It said, and whatsoever ye do, in word or deed, whatever you do, always do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Huh? Not for man. That's right. Giving thanks to who? God. Huh? And the Father by him. So upon conclusion this morning, I want you to look to Jesus. I want you to turn it over to Jesus. My recommendation to you is to let go of your situation, let go of your problem, let go of that stress. Let go of that anger. Let go of that bitterness. Let go of that selfishness. And give it to God. People hold things in their heart for 30, 40 years. Amen. Just eating you up. If you die with all that mess in you, you ain't going to go where the Lord is. Because he's going to tell you where I am. You cannot come. We got to keep, Brother McIntyre used to say, we must keep an up-to-date salvation. We can't let it get stale on us. Amen. We got to make sure every day is walking in his greatness. So may God bless you. May God bless every one of you. And just know to give God the thanks and the praise, and he will make a way for you. He will show you that you can make it. I don't care how hard the problem look. I know things look real complicated, look like it's not fixable, but when you factor in Jesus, he makes the difference. God bless you.